Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Have you ever wondered if some religious leaders were actually lying about what they claim to have heard directly from the Lord, or about their accomplishments, or about their prominence in their own denomination? When a preacher tells his audience, "I have dreamed," or "I have had a vision from the Lord," do you ever question the truthfulness of his assertions? Is it possible that preachers, priests, and rabbis would lie? Jeremiah wrote concerning the Lord's attitude toward the lying prophets in Israel. "I have heard what the prophets said, that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed, I have dreamed." Jeremiah 23:25. The Lord asked, "How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart." Jeremiah 23:26. Nobody, least of all those who have strong faith in God, wants to believe that a preacher or priest or rabbi would tell lies for any reason. But we know someone has to be lying when he makes certain claims which run counter to the claims which are made by others who claim to be speaking for God, or when those claims contradict the plain teaching of Scripture. When the dreams of one preacher contradict the dreams of another preacher, or when they both are contrary to the Word of God, someone is lying, whether or not he is aware of his lying. Yet, tragically and inexplicably, many of those preachers who have been shown to be false prophets continue to preach and to create an impressive following. Do you remember what our Lord said about the false prophets? "Beware of false prophets, who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits." Matthew 7:15-16. The Lord asked the Israelite people, including the prophets, "How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies?" Could the prophets who prophesied lies have been engaged in such ungodly and inexcusable behavior because of greed? The Greek word rendered ravening in Matthew 7:15 means greed. The Greek can be translated plundering, robbery, and extortion. The Apostle Peter severely criticized the false prophets of his own day and compared them to Balaam, the Gentile prophet, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. 2 Peter 2:15. Were the false prophets of Jeremiah's day motivated by greed? They probably were, but they could also have been motivated by the desire to gain control over the lives of their followers. Whatever the case, God Himself wanted to know how long the prophets were going to prophesy lies. They were prophesying lies because they were getting their messages from their own hearts and not from God Almighty. Whether for greed or for selfish ambition, the prophets were causing God's people to forget His name by their dreams, which they were pretending came from God. In that respect, they were like their fathers who had forgotten the Lord's name for Baal. Jeremiah 23:27. Obviously, these words cause us to wonder about some of the teaching being done in the religious world in our day. Why would false teachers attempt to lead people to forget the name of the Lord? Could they actually do that? If they did lead men and women away from the Lord's name, was that really a serious sin? Were the Jews in danger of forfeiting their relationship to God? Would they have been lost if they did completely turn away from the Lord? My friends, you know the answer to that question if you have read the Bible carefully. We thank you for listening today, and may God richly bless you.